This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. World stocks inched up on Thursday on hopes for a massive joint stimulus fund to support the European Union during the coronavirus crisis. Stocks also responded to an ongoing rebound in oil prices, while investors brushed off some bad economic data. European stocks and U.S. stock futures were trading marginally higher as an internal EU note showed the bloc's commission was considering a plan worth $2.2 trillion to tackle this deep recession. All eyes are on an EU meeting later today to discuss the measures. Meantime, investors swept aside some pretty bad data from the Eurozone that showed economies have suffered massive blows from the coronavirus outbreak and measures to contain it. The euro hit a one-month low, but the safe haven dollar gained against major currencies. The EU meeting comes a day after the U.S. Congress looked on course to approve nearly $500 billion more in coronavirus aid, taking the world's biggest economy's overall stimulus packages to nearly $3 trillion. And the World Health Organization is warning that the pandemic is far from over. While there are signs the COVID-19 outbreak is slowing and some countries have started to ease restrictions affecting billions of people, the entire world is grappling with how to repair economic damage on a scale not seen for nearly a century. The disease has killed nearly 184,000 people and infected 2.6 million people worldwide, even as it appears to be peaking in Europe and the U.S. In the United States, the number of deaths is just around 48,000. The number of infections in the U.S. is nearly 850,000. Europe is still the worst hit continent with 110,000 deaths. This is